Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Go through anything.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. Oh, yes, it's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our mind stayed on him in this last and evil days. I tell you, there's no time for compromise, no time for going back into slavery, no time to give in, but run for your life. I mean, it's a dangerous minefield in our nation today. It's like they're under a spell. But I tell you, Jesus is a spell breaker. I tell you, no matter what you are bound or yoked up or tied up into on today, oh, Jesus will set you free. I tell you, like I said, there's danger all around about us, but if we stay in the Word of God and stay on track and stay intact with only the Word of God, everything will be all right. It's our roadmap from earth to glory. You know, and it's our basic instructions before leaving this earth so that we can stay on that straight and narrow path. You know, and that one way is Jesus Christ on today. We're so glad to be back with you once again. I tell you, every time you turn around, there's more news of violence, and our world is just filled with violence everywhere. But like I said, the Word of God, it will straighten you out and keep you straight. Today, we will be bringing back the young lady that I had on last week, Sister Johnson. Last week, she ministered to you. This is a young lady that the Lord has done great things in her life. She was addicted to crack cocaine, but we just brought her forth to minister the Word of God to you before you knew where she had came from. Oh, yes, I tell you, Jesus will turn you around and plant your feet on solid ground on today. We come to let you know that there is no addiction that God can't break. There is no habit in your life that he can't destroy. Every yoke that try to tie you up and bind you up in this last hour. I'm so glad to have Miss Johnson, Sister Johnson, with us once again. And this week, we will have her to share with you what God has done for her and where he's brought her from. Sister Johnson, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So glad to have you again this week. I'm telling you, God is good.
Yes, I would like to thank the Ready Church for inviting me back this week. I just thank God for you all. I thank God for the ministry on this week. I just thank God. I'm just so excited about what the Lord is doing at the Ready Church. And I know within my heart that it's made a difference in my life. So I know that it's making a difference in someone else's life on tonight. But I just thank God for you all bringing me back to share the good things that God has done in my life, to share my testimony on tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when I think about you, I think about blind Bartimaeus. He was physically blind and spiritually blind. But when Jesus came in, he delivered him, and he delivered you. You had an addiction. That's past tense. But thank God you've been set free.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think about the woman with the issues of blood on today. I tell you, but whatever your issues may be, I tell you, when Jesus, you touch the hem of his garment, he'll make you whole. Ain't that right?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can just think of so many that God delivered. I tell you, and when he delivered the man that was blind, I tell you, he got up and ran and told somebody about it. Ain't that right?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we're going to let you tell about it. You
Thank
had
you.
An addiction. But
yes.
when Jesus came in, he made the difference.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. As the host stated, I had an addiction over 19 years ago, almost 19 years. It'll be in June that I had an addiction to crack cocaine. But I thank God that Jesus came into my life one day. And when Jesus comes into your life, you'll never, ever be the same. I'm a living witness, and I'm a living testimony on tonight. I just thank God because the Lord sent me into a ministry that was for healing and deliverance. And he sent me into a ministry where people really were concerned about my soul. They were concerned about the state that I was in when I walked through those doors, and I just thank God on tonight for having good and godly leaders that really were concerned about my state, where I was at and where I had been. And I thank God when I came into that ministry, I came just like I was, and I was still struggling with the addiction of crack cocaine. But I thank God by coming into this ministry and hearing the word of faith being preached, you know, without compromise, but just the word of God coming forth, being preached, made such a difference in my life. I thank God for the word of God on today. You know, I've been taught, you know, the taste would, you know, still try to come in my mouth, but I thank God I was able to run and to hear a word of God that brought total. I'm not talking about half deliverance, but I'm talking about total deliverance from the addiction of crack cocaine that made me bow. It made me bend to its destructive ways. And I thank God that the word of God change my life. And I thank God, I pray that tonight by someone that's hearing this testimony. I'm like Paul tonight. My heart's desire tonight is that someone else who would hear this broadcast would be saved. Because I know only the word of God can deliver you. Only the word of God can take those ungodly desires out of your life. And I just thank God for this ministry on tonight. I thank God for the word of God that says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And that was the word of faith that I heard, and I kept on hearing, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I heard it until it made a difference in my life. I thank God that I cried out to the Lord and I asked Jesus to come into my life and to save my soul. And I thank God that he heard my cry and he saved my soul and he delivered me. He's still keeping me on tonight. And I just thank the Lord for it. And I know that God is not a respecter of persons, that whosoever, I was a whosoever, and I called on the name of the Lord, and God saved me, and he can save anybody out there that's addicted to crack, whether it's heroin, whether it's prostitution, whatever your issue may be on tonight. I know that God is a healer. He is a deliverer on tonight. If you would just do as the word of God says, it says that if thou shalt confess without the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I took that word and I ran with it years ago, and I thank God on today that the word of God works, but you have to use the word of God. You have to believe the word of God. You have to stand on the word of God. It works, and I am a true testimony
yes.
of the word tonight.
Yes.
Thank
so
you, Jesus.
You have to go through the 12-step program, huh? You just took one step?
One step to Jesus. I didn't have to go to the AA Anonymous, the Drug Anonymous. I didn't have to go to the 12-step program. I took one step to Jesus Christ. I took the program of the Bible, the Word of God. That's the program that I use, the Word of God, and it works.
All right. So,
Thank you, Jesus.
What age was it when you started on these drugs?
I was about 22 when I started using cocaine. I started off first snorting cocaine, and then that wasn't enough because, you know, each time you do a drug, I started off smoking marijuana when I was a teenager. But, you know, every level, it takes something else to take you higher. So I started from marijuana to cocaine to crack cocaine. You know, and I thank God that it ended there and it didn't get any further. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Well, you
yes.
know, the Bible says, who bewitched you? You know, who?
Yes,
it's always
Lord.
A who, a what, and a where.
That's
you know?
Right. And I would like to say to the young people, you may have people out here that you think are your friends, but a friend won't have you do something that may harm you.
Right.
Or hurt you in any way. That's not a friend. A friend is not someone that's going to offer you drugs or alcohol to tell you to go out here and do something that will cause you your life. That's not a friend. The Bible tells us that a true friend is going to love you at all times and that a true friend is born for the day of adversity. So these are not your friends that are offering you all these types of drugs out here that this world has to offer that may cause you your very life. You know, I was ignorant when I was young and didn't know, you know, anything could have took place in my life, but I thank God, you know, it was because of God's grace and mercy that I'm standing here today. The drugs almost gave me an overdose. I could have been dead and gone, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy. He spared
yes.
my life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of young people that, you know, kind of get caught up into drugs and things or, you know, any kind of addiction and stuff. And a lot of these people haven't been brought up in the church. Was you brought up in the church?
No, I was not brought up in the church. I thank God for where I'm at now. But I was not brought up in the church. I came from a house. My mom was an alcoholic, so I wasn't brought up in the church.
Okay.
But I just thank God on tonight that he saved me and he delivered me. I thank you, Jesus. And he can do the same thing for you. It's never too late. Whether you were not brought up in the church, God gives everybody the opportunity to be saved.
Yes. 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 So Jesus has the best recovering program there is, huh? None like
yes.
him.
Yes. None like him. Oh, taste and see.
That the Lord is good.
Yes, he is. Talking about a God of many chances, huh? He's a God of second chance, many chances.
Is that
yes, right? Yes, 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 yes. Yes, he is. He gave me a many chances. I tell you, I just thank him on tonight for being the God of many chances.
What was it that took you to drugs? Was you angry or had something taken place in your life, or was you at a party and was offered just out of the blue? I mean,
right.
What was, so you can help some of these young people and some of these old people
right.
too, because
old
you know,
people
there are a lot of old people out here too. The Bible said a wise man often change, but a fool will never change. I mean, you got people out here that's old and they standing on the corner that they've been standing on for 40 and 50 years, drunk and, you know, and high and, you know, and doing the same thing that the young people are not setting an example.
Right, that is the truth.
So what was it that you can you think back and tell what
I knew,
was
Yes, I know from when I was growing up as a youth, it was peer pressure. You know, I was offered the marijuana, and something in my heart was saying it was wrong, but yet I kept saying no, 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 I know this is not right. But then after a point, you still being pressured, so you give in to it. But as I got older, I was still doing the marijuana, so I would go to the parties, and I would see people always going in the room. You know, and it didn't dawn on me that they were doing something else besides what I was doing. So then at one point, the person that I was hanging with during that time asked me, have you ever tried cocaine? And I said, no, you know. They knew I smoked marijuana, but I had never tried cocaine. So the first time I tried it, I really didn't know the effects of the high. I didn't know how it felt to sniff cocaine. So I just continued to do it, and then I gradually became addicted to that. And then I was introduced to crack cocaine, which is a form of cocaine that is cooked up, and it's made into a rock form, and it's put on a stem, and you light it and you smoke it. You know, okay. Well, yes. So.
And your brain, it's really kind of frying your brain. It's a blessing to be
closing
your right
mind.
Look at a lot young people that have, you know, just taken one hit, and it's taken them to a place that they never get back.
Yes, and it almost took me to that same place, you know, when I came.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When I came into the ministry, you know, my mind from, you know, doing them drugs for that many years, it was messing with my memory. I couldn't remember things. So I thank God I heard the word of God that says God would renew your mind. And I meditated on the word day and night. And
yes,
I thank God. Yes, he
regulated
my mind. I thank you, God. He restored back to me. You know, what the enemy came to take from me, God restored it back to me.
All right, all right.
And I thank God. I know he's a mind regulator tonight. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Well, the young people have so much more stuff to deal with in this last hour. You know, they coming up with, there's nothing new under the sun, but they're coming up with this synthetic, you know, drugs being placed in, you know, and people are, you know, doing that, and that bath soap. And I mean, it's just so much that we as the body of Christ need to be doing. I mean, we're losing a lot of our young people because the older ones don't want to, you know, they don't want to humble themselves and do what the word says. So then you make the young people be rebellious because adults are rebellious. You know, they're not doing what the word says. You know, it's that train the children up in the way of the Lord. But now when we look at the body of Christ, a lot of these people just grew up in the church. They never really had a relationship with Christ. It's just like, you know, somebody just going to the church and never touching God. You touch the church building, but you never touch God. It's like going to an emergency room and you know, you go in the emergency room even though you need help and you never sign in to see the doctor.
That's true.
You know, so we as the body of Christ have so much work that needs to be done. We're losing a whole generation. I mean, the kids are disrespectful. They have no morals, no values. I mean, in it, everything goes in the house and outside the house. But the word of God said his house should be called the house of prayer. The people need to know that you should be able to go to the rock, and that rock is Jesus still in this last hour. But because of the leaders that are having all these conferences, and it's all about money, we're losing a whole generation that needs to be and hear about Jesus Christ, that he can save, he can heal, he can deliver you no matter what situation or circumstances you find yourself in. Because not only is crack cocaine an addiction, there are people that's addicted that's just lying. There are all kinds of addictions. But we know the word of God will heal
everything that's broken.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God. I would just like to say to these parents out here that may be sitting and getting high and drinking with your kids, you are leading your kids down a road of destruction. You know, that was done in my childhood. You may feel like, hey, well, if I sit down and I do it with them, they don't have to go out there and do it. But even if you're sitting with them and do it, they're still going to go outside and do it. So it doesn't make it right. You're passing your children through the fire. You know, you're allowing them to do things that is going to hurt them in the long run. You know, like she said, we are supposed to be training our children up in the way of the Lord, but we're not in this last hour. And it's so sad. It's a lot of people that get high and drink and party with their kids. That's not why God blessed us with our children.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done because, you know, the church didn't watch and pray and stay alert like the Bible told us. So now the seducer is now in the house and Ichabod is on the door, meaning that the Spirit of the Lord has departed from the house of God. And the people in the world don't know where to run to, you know, because the church looked like the world, and the Bible told us not to, you know, fellowship, you know, darkness and light can't fellowship together. When darkness is dark and light comes, darkness has to leave.
Yes,
and Jesus is the light of the world. You know, so I was thinking when you was talking, I was thinking about a lot of these leaders, like singers and pastors and stuff that have changed, you know, the way that they were once walking because it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
And I was thinking about Karen Clark, you know, how now her and her daughter and, you know, her son is on a reality show. And, I mean, all this stuff is, you know, it's just complete foolishness when we're losing people's souls. We're supposed to be trying to reach people's souls and not trying to gain filthy lucre money and, you know, and making our name famous, you know. Well, Jesus is the only one that's the superstar, you know, here.
Right.
The bright and morning star. He's the only one that's shining, you know. But, you know, it's just sad when you look at the church and you look around at the body of Christ today, and then we think back at people that are still addicted to where you were. You know what I'm saying? Christ delivered you. But, you know, when people don't hear about these testimonies like yours, then they feel like there's no hope. That's why we have so much suicide. You know, the kids don't know where to go. You know, who to run to. And we're supposed to be talking about and preaching the word of God, preaching the kingdom of God, you know, is at hand.
Yes,
you know?
That is the truth.
But we just thank God for you, and we thank God for what he's done in your life and what he's still yet doing, you know, because you've been an example to, you know, to let people know that no matter where you've been, Christ will meet you right where you are.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I
thank
God for the word of God that's keeping me. And it says in John 15:3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And I thank God it was the word of God that I've heard that delivered me from this addiction. And it wasn't only that addiction, but other things in my life that I know that God has delivered me from also. So I thank God it was the spoken word that I've heard over and over again, and I read that has totally brought total deliverance in my life. And to God be the glory.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
The great things that he's done and he's yet still doing.
Amen.
You know, the body of Christ in Matthew 5:14 say, ye are supposed to be the light of the world. But if they don't see anything shining, all you see is darkness. in this last hour, but we want to let you know that Jesus is still the way. He's the truth and he's the life. No matter where you've been, you don't have to stay there. Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
If you had to reach way down, Jesus will pick you up.
Yeah.
And you know, the devil knows that. That's why he's trying to do away with the name of Jesus. That's why he don't want people to talk and to preach about the name of Jesus. But we here at the Contending for the Faith Ministry is telling you that Jesus is still the way.
Amen.
He's still the truth. And he's still the light today. You know, and there's nothing too hard for God. Get back on track. Get in the Word of God. There's so much going on in this last hour. People are so confused even with the Bibles. The NIV, a lot of these pastors just preaching from that, and they did no background, just start reading, you know, and just taking stuff into your spirit, and now everybody just off track and just including in and everything in your life, you know. You better get back to the King James Version, get back to the Word of God, and dig in there for yourself and show some fruits. Show some fruits.
Thank
because
you,
some of these people, when you look at their fruits, you can tell what's on that tree. They've been disconnected from the vine.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the vine. Isn't that right?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still holding on to the vine.
Huh?
I'm still holding on to the vine.
All right. All right. Keep holding on.
Amen.
And never let go of God's unchanging hand. We see that people are changing, but God's word says he still remains the same. There's still power in the name of Jesus, still power in the blood of Jesus. And I don't care where you've been or what you've done, he will deliver you on today. And we are living witness. There's nothing too hard for God on today. We pray that something's been said or done today to reach you and to meet you right where you are, that Jesus is still the way, the only way, the truth and the light. We know that there are a lot of people saying there are many ways, but no, no, no. Jesus is the only way on today.
Oh,
do you have anything else you would like to say?
I would just like to thank you all for inviting me, and I will continue to stay tuned for the Ready Church.
All right. Do we have any callers? We're going on a break. You may call us at 818-691-7304. You may call us at 818-691-7304. Nevertheless, praise the Lord. We're going to go into prayer. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on tonight. And God, we pray for the listeners on tonight, God, that we've said something to change their hearts and their mind up by the spoken word on tonight. And God, we pray for our youth on today, God, those that are led astray in this last hour. And, Lord, we pray for leaders that are leading people astray, that they will get back on that straight and narrow path and lead their hearts back to you before time is too late. We just thank you on today for this young lady that you came in and changed her life, and she's never been the same. We continue to speak blessings over her and her house on today. And we know that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. The Ready Church.
Bye-bye.
Bye.